This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Before we begin Siman Nun Zayin, if with your permission, I just want to spend a few minutes on the end of Siman Nun Vav regarding the Kriyos of Kaddish. Okay? The Mechaber said that when the Chazan says Yiskadel, he bows. Yeheshmei Rabba, Yisparach, Brichu, and then the Amen of the Amiram B'Amav Imru Amen. Now, the Mishnah Berurah did not point anything out, and we were sort of bothered. This does not seem to be such common practice, although you do see some people do it. So, question is, why is it not common practice? Well, we have to see. The fact that the Mishnah Berurah does not comment anything indicates that even if there are poskim, let's say, that say not to do it, the Mishnah Berurah is not going with them. Yesterday, Rabbi Yeager pointed out the Maaser Rav in Ois Nun Vav, the Bir Hagra on the spot, says that one should not do these kriyos because of a chash that it looks like you're being moisif on the four kriyos that Chazar Masakin in Shemayna Esrei. But still, it's a tema why we're not doing it. Is it because we're soymech on the gra? The Makar Chayim of the Chavos Yoyer is matmiya that why do people not do these kriyos? So again, the Gra says not to do it. By the way, Rav Shlomo Zalman was choshesh for the shita of the Gra. Aber lemaisa, it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch, and all the achrayim say to do it. For example, I'm looking now in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos. What about the fact that you can't be moisif ala kriyos? We rely on the fact that it's only usur when you are koirea b'lashon hoida, not stam when you're koirea. And also the Aruch HaShulchan and Siv Zayin adds, and other poskim adds, that the kriyos of Shemoneh Esrei need to be ad shispakeku chol yosav, even though if it's a bidyevet, if it's difficult for you to bow properly, your yoytze be har konas roish alone. But lemaisa, since you're being mishaneh from the kriyos of Shemoneh Esrei, it would not be an issue, and therefore the Aruch HaShulchan says, "V'im lo yase ela kriya k'tzas shaper dami l'divrei ha'koil." Even the Gro would agree it's okay because you're not doing a full kriya. So this is brought in the Torah, is brought in the Shulchan Aruch. The Achrayim say to do it. You should do it, unless you follow the Gro in all of your hanhagos. If you say kaddish, you should bow. L'chayra. Now, when should you bow? I think the way the Sfardim bow has crept into the way many Ashkenazim bow, but I don't think Ashkenazim should do that. Many people bow, Iskadeh v'skadeh Shmei Rabbah. No, that's not what the Shulchan Aruch says, to bow by Shmei Rabbah. Shulchan Aruch says to bow Yiskadel, Yiskadeh Shmei Rabbah, and then not the Imru Amen, by Yehi Shmei Rabbah, and then by Yisparach, and then by Brichu, and then by the Amiram Yomav Imru Amen. Now, the Kaf HaChaim says, no, 1 second. The Sfardim are noyeg to make the five kriyos by the five Amenim. Who says this? The Kaf HaChaim, in the name of the Yad Aron, and the Kaf HaChaim Reb Chaim Falaji, and the Ben Ish Chai, my favorites, but I don't follow them lahalacha. So, lemaisa, the Sfardim bow by the five Amenim. What are they? Skadev Skadev Shmei Rabbah, B'yamal Dibrach Hasev, V'yatzmach Porkanei V'karei Meshichei for Sfardim. Sfardim say V'yatzmach Porkanei V'karei Meshichei. Then Israel, I'm assuming they count so when they say Shmei Rabbah v'karev mishichei v'imru amen brichu and Amiran v'amra v'imru amen, that's when Sfardim do it. But lemaisa, I don't see any reason why Ashkenazim should do that. That's not what the Shulchan Aruch says. By the way, the tour brings different five kriyos than what's in the Shulchan Aruch. So, I would assume Ein Lanu Ela Devei Shulchan Aruch. Did anybody ever see someone bow by these five times? I'm not sure. But I definitely see people bow the way the Sfardim bow. I definitely see Ashkenazim bow by the five Amenim. At least the way the Piskei Tshuvos comes out, it seems like he goes with the Shulchan Aruch. I believe the Aruch HaShulchan also goes with that. Okay, so that's... Now, regarding the fact that the Mechaber did not say anything, when you say Oysa Shalom about bowing to the left and bowing to the right and bowing forward and taking three steps up, the Lashon of the Gra and the Bir Agra is, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Noyagim Lefsa Gimel Psiyos Kamoi Besiyim Shmaina Esrei. So someone will learn from there, the Lashon of the Gra, the base Baruch on the Chai Adam, the Rivei Safraim also, that it's exactly the same as Oysa Shalom. That is, that you take three steps back in a bowing fashion, you bow to the left, you bow to the right, and then you bow forward. Lamaisa, there is no indication in any of the Rishonim that that needs to be done. Furthermore, the Makar Chaim LeChavos Yair says, you do not even have to take three steps forward. You just wait. You don't even have to wait Shir Dalet Amos. Only the Oysa Shalom of the Shatz by Kaddish Tiskabel, because those are his three steps back from his Shemayna Esrei. By the way, you ever see Chazanim when they finish the Chazar HaShatz? They're very busy with the three steps back. Pal, what in the world are you doing? Why are you taking three steps back? This is not when your Shemayna Esrei is not over. Nobody asked you to take three steps back. I didn't ask you. Nobody else asked you. You got a telegram from Shemayim to take three steps back. The three steps back of the Chazar HaShatz is Kaddish Tiskabel. You know, but people feel very uncomfortable about it. They have like, I don't know, it's like it would be traumatic for them just to sit down, Chas V'Shalom. But they should not take three steps back. It's wrong. It's incorrect. They should not do that. They're taking a premature three steps. Anyway, okay, so that's the three steps back. I hear. Okay, let's start Siman Nun Zayin. Is that okay? Could we, we're a bit late, but yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.